Hi guys, it's Ash. Kiki is forcing me to do my quarterly solo session for, my contractual obligations. And y'all know I don't have to fuck with her because she's a lawyer. But she didn't say that I had to do my solo sessions by myself specifically. So I brought a little guest along to help me get through my stage fright. I hope y'all enjoy this latest solo session episode. So, as I told y'all, I have a guest with me on my contribution. Say hi, guest.
I'm just here because I'm a husband, and this is what husbands do. They help out from time to time.
Wimp's here, y'all. Yay! AKA, the other guest who I wanted weren't able to record with me, so we're stuck with him. But it's okay, because I'm going to attempt to make this as interesting as possible. So, I have been randomly watching these fishing for answers videos that the Hollywood Reporter does on their Facebook page. And I figured Kiki kind of did a getting to know her episode. And I was like, I don't feel like our listeners really know me. Just kidding. Y'all know plenty of stuff about me. But like I said, this is my contribution. So we are going to play Fishing for Answers with Ash. So, Lamp, please grab the fishbowl and shake it up. Shake it good. All right, that's enough shaking, nigga. That's enough. Oh my gosh. Jamar, please don't whoop your ass. No, you are supposed to pull and ask the question, and I'm supposed to answer. Are you clear on the instructions now?
I don't watch your shows.
Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. First question. What's a good impersonation that you do?
Good impersonation. I'm not good at impersonations. But if I had to pick one, I watch a lot of Nigerian movies, so I feel like I've perfected a very good Nigerian auntie accent. So I think maybe that's a good impression. Like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that this is what she did. Like, I just feel like I have the auntie vibe. Why are you staring at me like that?
I am just in
In what? You are in what? Next question, since somebody's already being wild.
Mine's just better impersonation, but
what?
No Kermit.
It's not about you, though. This is about me.
Okay, folks. The next question. The most petty punishment your parents ever gave you?
The most petty punishment Dorothy Taylor, a.k.a. Dottie Mae, ever dished out was... In fourth grade, I got in trouble. Trouble. So, when I was younger, and this is something that has followed me well into adulthood, I'd always make good grades. But, I'd always make good grades. But my teacher's number one complaint was always, she talks too much. So... was this fourth grade or was it third grade? Either way, I got a report card and my mother saw it. And I remember she had told me, if you get another report card and they say that, they're saying something about excessive talking, me and you gonna have problems. And I can count on one hand the amount of beatings I've had in my life. Like, I've had three in my childhood. But my mom was more of a diabolical parent. So fourth grade, my cousin had a birthday and it was at the Carolina Ice Palace. If you're from the low country, the Ice Palace used to be lit AF. So I had asked my mom, I was like, you know, do I still get to go to so-and-so's birthday party, even though my report card said excessive talking? And she was like, yeah, you can still go. So I got dressed that Saturday. My mom drove me down there. And so she pulled up to the Ice Palace. And then she said, see, I told you that I would bring you here. I didn't say you were going to go in. And basically, she gave me this lecture about how I shouldn't have been talking in a class. And in order for me to learn the lesson, she had to start taking away things that I enjoyed. So she made me physically go to the birthday party, but I could not go inside. So she drove off and she ran her errands, and then I had to go back home. And that is the most petty punishment I've ever endured in my life.
It's called take the ass cutting for 500, Alex.
I was going to say, who thinks that? Capricorn parents are the worst. And that's all I got to say about that. So, yeah.
Okay. So, the next question. Fave way to spend Friday night / weekend.
Huh. So, my favorite way to spend Friday is takeout from one of the many restaurants that I love here. Probably curling up on the couch and catching up on my trash reality TV, or now that we have Disney Plus, watching throwback shows on Disney. Saturday, I would love to go yard sailing, find like a really good sale, go have lunch with my homegirl who I go yard sailing with, and then probably come home and annoy Lamp for a little while, and then Sundays be a typical millennial and go to brunch and get shit-faced, but also get full at the same time, because a good mimosa does not a good brunch make. You need good food, you need a good aesthetic, you need a good environment, and I feel like if I can have all of that and then cap my day off with probably going to the grocery store, I'd want to go to Sprouts or Whole Foods, reload on my kombucha and everything. And yeah, that's my favorite way to spend the weekend.
Well, ooh, this is a good one. What do you want most in the world right now?
What do I want most in the world right now? I want my girlfriends. I want Kiki. I want Mika. I want Kayla. I want my cousin. I want my sisters. I want Heather. I want all of my best friends and my best girls in one place. I want to either make food or I want to go to a nice restaurant. But I just really need to see my pussy posse, my vagina village, my coochie collective. You know, I need to see my girlfriends. So yeah, that's what I want most in the world right now. Yes, I said pussy posse. Got a problem?
I'm just astonished at the coochie.
Coochie collective?
Yes. Okay. First thing you do in the morning.
As of the past 2 weeks, first thing I do in the morning is list 10 things that I'm immediately thankful for. I found myself kind of like, first thing I was doing was I was waking up and logging into Instagram or Twitter. And I realized that kind of affected how I started my day. So I try to make a holistic effort to kind of ground and center myself. And I feel like it has helped me to start my day on a more grateful note. So yeah, that's the first thing I do when I wake up.
Okay, this is a two-parter.
Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite cocktail to drink?
Uh-huh.
And what is your favorite cocktail to make?
Okay. My favorite cocktail to drink currently is a French 75 with Saint Germain instead of simple syrup. And my favorite cocktail to make right now is, it's the holidays, so something like apple cider based. So I want to make like a lot of apple cider recipes. So that's probably my favorite recipe that I'm trying to come up with right now. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Next question, Garcon.
Okay. What is a city you'd like to visit in the next year?
So I've been thinking about this. Scottsdale, Arizona.
I really wish you guys could see my face right now.
What's this face? Let's talk about this face.
The fuck is in Scottsdale, Arizona?
Nothing. It's just a place that I've always been interested in. I want to go, I want to go to Miraval, and that's in Scottsdale. It's a really nice resort. But I've also heard that Arizona is like one of the most zen places. Like, apparently the energy there is unmatched. So I would like to go to Scottsdale. Also, I was recently watching Waiting to Exhale. And I remember Robin said she wanted a house in Scottsdale. And that fat nigga Michael said he owned a house in Scottsdale. So, yeah.
Well, they already kind of lived in Arizona, so.
I'm sorry. What made you think that this was color commentary?
It's what gets to people going.
Whatever.
Okay. Favorite housewife from the Real Housewives franchise?
Favorite housewife from the Real Housewives franchise. So, and I think I'm probably the only black woman who watches Real Housewives who's gonna say this, but she is a former housewife. She was on the Real Housewives of OC. Heather Dubrow. I just think she is like the picture of opulence. Like, she's got this nice ass house. She got all them damn kids. She's married to this rich ass plastic surgeon. She has a fucking champagne doorbell in her walk-in closet. And I just really like her. I enjoyed her. Second runner up was Dina Manzo on Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then third place goes to Lisa Wu Hartwell. Just because I had liked Lisa. So, yeah. You can stop judging me now.
Girl, that judgment never ends. Oh, my God. You stuck with me for life.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Favorite meal you've eaten in Atlanta so far?
Favorite meal I have eaten in Atlanta thus far has been the bourbon maple chicken at Louisiana Bistro in Buckhead. It is this super succulent chicken breast that's been marinated in all these bourbon and Cajun spices. It comes with this really good maple bourbon glaze on a bed of jalapeno cheese grits. And that was just, it was just so good. I don't have the words to explain how much I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I've dreamed about it every day since I've had it. And I look forward to going back to Louisiana Bistro and getting it, but then also getting something else too. because it was just that good. Oh my gosh, chef's kiss. I'm gonna be nice. What's your favorite meal you've eaten in Atlanta so far?
Favorite meal?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a fat person, so I've eaten a lot of food here in Atlanta. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I don't truly have a favorite meal, but I have a favorite item.
Okay, what's your favorite item?
The biscuits at Sweet George's.
Really, man? We just went there.
I've literally been to Sweet George's, I would say, in my life 3 times. And every time, like, where sometimes you go to a restaurant and they'll have an item and it tastes amazing the first time, maybe even amazing the second time. But the third time, it's kind of like, I think they kind of let themselves go. No. Sweet George's biscuits, every time their biscuits continue to smack like the biscuits your grandmother may have made. Like, I've never eaten a biscuit that has been just perfectly soft every time. Like, I literally took 2 out of the basket to bring home, and I destroyed it last night. So, yes, I am a fat person. But now, Sweet George's biscuits are really, really good. And I would also say the shrimp and grits at, what was 2 Chainz restaurant?
Or his Escobar? Spot?
The shrimp and grits at Escobar is shockingly good.
Okay.
Because their shrimps are about the size of my fist.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I am overreacting because I do have really big hands. But I would say the size of their shrimp is very big, and they actually do give a really good portion size. So if ever you're in Atlanta for brunch, do Sweet George's. And if ever you just want a real nice, cool hangout spot for good food and really good atmosphere and fun and music and dancing, go to Escobar. Neither one will be amiss.
That's a lot of ands.
And.
Okay.
She let me say something, y'all. All right. I already know the answer to this. Night owl or early bird?
Neither right now, honestly. I guess if we're talking currently, night owl. But honestly, truly, I don't like waking up early, even though my body automatically does it. But then also, by the time I get home from work, I am ready to take a shower, eat, and get into my moo-moo or pajamas and go to sleep. So, yeah.
She's washed, America.
Yeah. More like an exhausted pigeon. That's what I am.
Washed. I think this is going to be the best one. Favorite thing about your husband? There's a bunch, folks. So this could take a while.
Next question.
You can be a dick all you want, but you gotta answer the question.
I don't have to answer this.
You gotta answer the damn question.
Favorite thing about my husband. First of all, I don't like calling him that. He's Jamar. He's my Jamar. My favorite thing about Lamp is that, well, not is that, is his work ethic. The reason why we moved to Atlanta is because he has ascended the ranks in his company, and he has literally had a job at every level with this company in the past 6 years. And his attitude, his dedication to making sure that his customers are taken care of, or whoever it is that he's interacting with in that moment, his dedication and his eye for detail and making sure that people feel comfortable and that they don't feel like he's a sleazy salesman, that is the thing that I love about him the most, because it kind of just goes to show that he is a person who believes in quality over quantity. And he, while he might be an absolute dickopotamus 90% of the time, there's 10% of the time that I know that he actually cares and values what make other people comfortable and happy. And I like that. I love that, actually. So, yeah. Happy now, nigga?
Yeah, bring that number down from 10%. I don't need these people knowing I care.
It's technically 5%, but, you know.
Still gotta bring that down.
It's really 1%. I was being nice.
Okay. If you didn't work in your current career, what would your job be? I think there's a better way to ask that question. If money were not an option or were not something to worry about, what would your job be?
Let's see. If money were not an option and I feel like I would be either a chef or I would be working in PR because I miss PR terribly, but I bowed out gracefully. But my other thing is I've always enjoyed cooking. I don't want to be a professional because I'm very sensitive about that. Also, people are weird. So, who really wants to be cooking for a bunch of assholes? But yeah, I'd probably be a chef or a publicist. Because I enjoy a good well-cooked meal. I enjoy that.
See, that question actually finds out more about you.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck you. I'm sorry. Say that in the mic, my nigga.
Fave Auntie Jam.
Fave Auntie Jam is a tie between Encore by Cheryl Lynn and Secret Garden by Quincy Jones and James Ingram and The Barge and Barry White. All right, break time.
And on that note, what has your career in higher education taught you?
My career in higher education has taught me that there is value in being a submarine parent. Growing up, I remember I would always have people call my mom a helicopter parent. And I always felt like she wasn't a parent that hovered. If anything, I felt like they probably called her that because she was strict or she was very, you know, involved in my life, as most good parents are. But I never referred to her as a helicopter mom. And I remember I was kind of like describing her parenting style to someone, and they were like, oh, that's not a helicopter parent, that's a submarine parent. And they were like, what do you mean? They were like, you said that your mom kind of lets you explore, she lets you kind of learn from your experiences, and the only time she really kind of like put her foot down was if she could, like, if she vehemently was against something you were doing. But for the most part, she kind of stayed out of your vision, but you always knew she had an eye on you. And I was like, yeah, they're like, that's a submarine parent. You can't always see them, but you know that their presence is like lurking below the surface. And if they need to, they will come up to the surface and like get your ass in check. And I feel like more students would benefit from having parents who let them experience life and let them explore their options. Especially for the kids who don't necessarily need to go to college. And I'm not saying they don't need to go to college because of like a career thing. College is not for everyone. And I feel like there are some students who would benefit from being able to explore their options on their own but instead they have a helicopter parent who's hovering in the background, dictating their every move. So yeah.
Okay. Favorite romantic comedy / chick flick?
My favorite chick flick is Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood. Because Sandra Bullock, fucking duh. Favorite romantic comedy? What do you think my favorite romantic comedy is, Lynn?
Well, you constantly get on me saying that you don't really like romantic comedies like that.
No, I don't.
You get on me because I
watch romantic comedies. I distinctly tell you that I enjoy romantic comedies. What the fuck are you even talking about right now?
Legitimately, I would almost say it's the one movie that you constantly enjoy watching with me that we actually sat down and watched repeatedly multiple times together.
What is it?
I would say That Awkward Moment.
That is true. That's one of my favorite movies. And that's probably one of my favorite. Well, that's not... romantic comedy.
It's a chick flick.
No, it's not a chick flick. It's a romantic comedy.
That would be considered a chick flick because it's about guys falling in love, honestly.
No, that's not a
chick flick. Not Michael B. Jordan's character.
Anywho, next question.
Et tu, Brutus? Take a shot at what you meant when you wrote this. Fave turn up. Oh, my fault. Fave TV theme song. You gotta work on your V's, bruh. Cause this thing clearly looks like a U.
You just can't read.
No, you just can't write.
Shut up. Favorite TV theme song. Amen theme song. Yes.
Nah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Amen theme song. I thought for a second you were about to start saying it. And then at the same time, it was in the back of my head. I was like,
it's too late
the
for
Amen
that.
Theme song. Cause I remember him walking around the neighborhood.
Turn up the light, have a light, shine on me. Turn up the light, have a light, shine on me, shine on me. So you want to go join in?
Listeners.
Next question.
Y'all know what I deal with.
Question, since you want to
did you
like that,
did you have posters on your wall growing up? If so, who?
I did have posters. So I wasn't allowed to listen to like black people music. I know that sounds terrible, but I was not allowed to listen to hip-hop or R&B until maybe, like, fifth grade because, A, I went to a private school where I was a fly in the milk, but also, B, my parents were older, so I listened to the reason why I like Auntie Jams is because my parents are older, and they were also a deacon and deaconess in the church. So my first posters or of NSYNC. I had a lot of J14 magazines and Tiger Beat. So yeah, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, and I think even I have one of Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I know that sounds terrible, but yeah, those are the posters I had in my room. Shocking, I know.
No shocking in the least.
Bitch.
Okay. First celebrity crush.
First celebrity crush was Taj Mowry.
He's a smart guy. He's also a little guy.
Shut the hell up.
Favorite Wow, you really wrote this like an old person. Favorite cuss word?
Favorite cuss word? Favorite profane language term? How was I supposed to write that? I'm confused.
Curse.
Cuss word.
Curse.
Whatever. Fuck. The F-bomb is my favorite cuss word. The F-bomb is my favorite cuss word so much. I dropped the F-bomb in front of my mother and did not even realize I did it until after I got off the phone. But to this day, I don't even think my mom knew I said it because she's kind of hard of hearing, but she'd also be in her zone. She'd be watching Lifetime. But I was on the phone with one of my friends, and apparently I had said out loud, I don't fuck with him. And apparently I'm still breathing and alive to tell the story. So apparently my mother never heard it. But yeah, F-bombs, my fucking favorite cuss word. Capiche?
Oh, Sailor Jerry over here.
Wow.
Movie that you watched over and over and over as a kid.
Sister Act 2.
I don't know why I didn't know that. Because I know I should have known that. And she probably kept saying the same thing.
Sister Act 2. I had it on VHS. Watched it all the damn time. I could quote that movie backwards and forwards. Matter of fact, I might go change my name on Twitter to Dolores Van Cartier. Okay. My sister Mary Clarence.
Alrighty then. Last but not least, first album you bought with your own money.
Dream.
Dream?
Yes.
The Dream?
No. Dream, the girl group on Bad Boy.
Some of them five white girls?
Yes.
Well, I'm a dick.
Really? That's what you got out of this?
That was what was the situation during that era. I didn't really thought they had that much talent.
I mean, if I were to put my 2019 ears on that song, the lead singer was flat. She had no use of perfect pitch. So yeah. But yeah, that was the first album I bought with my money, because I saved for my allowance and I bought that. And then I think the next one I bought was the Millennium album.
You mean the Willennium?
No, the Millennium album by the Backstreet Boys. I told you I had a white upbringing.
Well, that's why it could have been Willennium as well.
Anyways, thank y'all for bearing with me and my rude guest as we fulfill my contractual obligations to get y'all a quarterly solo episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AshTayLampMarie. That is AshTayLampMarie. You can find our business page at The Perfect Mix LLC on Instagram. We're officially trying to put down some roots here in Atlanta as far as our business. So for all of my ATLians or people who have friends or family or business colleagues who live in Atlanta, if you know someone doing a holiday party or just looking to have some libations in their life, please slide them our information. We are trying to, you know, build some clientele in the land of peaches. Jamar, do you want to plug anything?
Tune in next week, well, next episode, and you'll get to find out a little bit more about LAMP. You can find me on Twitter at Twisted Genius. I believe that's my Twitter name.
Yeah, you need to change that, by the way.
Honestly, folks, I don't really remember a lot of my handles. Well, no, wait. Twitter is at TwistedGenius87. You can also find me on Instagram at Twisted Lifestyle.
What's with this Twisted shit? Like,
I created all of these back in, I don't even remember what year, but it was cool.
Don't you think it's time to change it and, like, you know, evolve with the times?
No. And you can also check out my podcast, the Talking Animals Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Dazoo. That's at D-A-Zoo. And then the number 8. We're also on Instagram, Talking Animals Podcast. And definitely, if you're on Facebook, look for the group Talking Animals Podcast. It is one of the most livest groups on Facebook.
Most livest. Y'all hear that grammar? Most
livest.
It's one of the livest, or it's the most live. It cannot be the most livest.
Y'all, it's basically almost 11 o'clock at night. It's going to be the most livest. But other than that, y'all folks be easy. Lamp is out.
Alright, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can also find our Instagram page for the podcast at OTRPod. You can find Kiara Kiki at K-Dior, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, bye! Mwah.